So I'm sitting here with my partner, my beloved Tanya, and we just watched a video about incels on Vice and having a conversation about what we would like to say to these young men. And I thought it would be really, really cool and really interesting to hear the perspective of a young, you know, mid-20s woman on what she would want to say or what messages she might have for these young men.
Well, I don't know. It's all about their belief, right, of themselves. And so as a woman, it all comes down to how a man views himself, you know? The reason, like how you were saying earlier, that a woman does, you know, he could be a quote-unquote, like your words, five in looks but eight in personality, that's because there's a confidence to him, right? And so that man that we watched in the video, he's attractive, but he's very self-deprecating. And no woman wants that. Because that masculine strength is a confidence in themselves. And so, you know, what would I say to those men? Get to know yourself and, you know, have a little more faith in who you are, because I'm sure that you have so much to offer. And if you can't see that, then no woman will really be able to truly see that. And so, yeah, believe in yourself a little bit more and what you can attract and who you can be and who you are. And I'm sure a lovely woman will see that as well.
I think that you've hit on something important, like the around the belief and then the belief in self. I'm just curious if you can kind of go into it a little bit more. Let's say, you know, someone who doesn't believe at all in themselves, right? Who just heard what you said and said, ah, well, that's a bunch of BS, right? So yeah. Here I am on the internet with all night long, you know, doing whatever I'm doing. Like, there's no way that a woman's going to take me seriously. So what would you say is step one? Let's say someone who is ready to like, they're like, you know what, I'm tired of this kind of like perspective. I want to break out of it, but I have no belief in myself. I have zero confidence. What would you say is like the first step mentally or physically for that person?
Stop going to those incel chat rooms.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay. So like stop surrounding yourself with that energy.
Number two, YouTube. Self-confidence in men. Self-belief. What does it take to have self-belief? How can you shift, you know, your self-belief about yourself? Do some research. Since you spend a lot of time on the computer, then you can use the time that you were in chat rooms to look up things that you want to grow in yourself. Because in the video I was talking about these chads of the world. Well, those chads of the world were created. They weren't born, these chads of the world. And I'm not saying that every woman wants a chad. I definitely, you know, the way that they were portrayed in the video were very egotistical and you know, cruel in a lot of ways. But yeah, start researching on how you would like to be or what qualities in yourself that you would like to develop more. So it's really all about like what you do every day, what you surround yourself with. You're surrounding yourself with other men who are involuntarily celibate. What kind of lifestyle are you going to have? Obviously, if all your friends are also involuntarily celibate, well, that's going to be your life. You know, maybe go to different types of chat rooms where it's about, you know, self-development, you know, confidence.
Can you talk a bit about your own past and your own kind of journey to confidence? I sense that there might be something there in terms of your own story, even though you're not, you know, you weren't like these men necessarily, but, you know, I know that you did have a time where you didn't believe in yourself and you didn't have that confidence. Is there anything that from your story, your background, that you think might be of use to the incels, or to the, just maybe not even people that call themselves incels, but maybe the mm-hmm. people that are, you know, at risk of kind of going down that path.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all have some point in our lives where we have that really just like debilitating self-worth. Mm-hmm. And I know that I did for a very long time. I wasn't an incel or anything, and I mean, it's different for a woman, I think.
Of course, yeah.
But I definitely can understand that, you know, putting yourself out there and engaging with other people, you know, sometimes I would get like social anxiety and things like that. And so what shifted that for me was just because I was so uncomfortable with myself, like being alone with myself and seeing myself for who I am, and in that moment, that's why I experienced, you know, those anxiety, that anxiety in public, or I didn't feel myself as good enough for anything because I just didn't see who I really was. And so getting to know myself was a huge step in developing that confidence, because a lot of the times what happens is that confidence is built on something exterior or some sort of status. So people relate their confidence to how much money they make, or, you know, the car that they're driving, or their looks, or right.
Something external.
Yes. And so what's good about people that don't think they have that going for themselves is that they can begin building that true confidence, which is actually, you know, an internal self-worth that isn't based on, you know, because what happens if you were to lose all your money tomorrow? You know, the people that base their confidence on that, they would completely, you know, there's incidents of people killing themselves after they lose their fortune, or something happens where what they base their worth on is taken away from them.
Right.
And so when I speak of building confidence, or what I've done in my life, is not basing that confidence on something that can be quote-unquote taken away.
Right. I really like that how you said that, you know, because it's almost like what I saw and what you said is like there's an advantage actually to being kind of beaten down by the world and to not have the external validation, because you can, like you said, build a more authentic sense of self-worth and confidence when you have nothing, because whatever you do create, you know, even if it's very small, is yours and can't be taken away. And it kind of brought up in me was a sense of like, I think there's always an impatience to youth, you know, there's an impatience to young people and young men particularly. You know, as young men look out into the world, let's say that they're 17, 18, 19 years old, they don't see a ton of opportunity, right? They don't see, like, they're not like that many like great jobs or career paths that are available to young men. I mean, there are, but you know, they are not as common as perhaps they've been in the past. And there's an impatience, and they look around and they see all these, you know, quote unquote chads who are scooping up all of the attractive females. But as you get into, you know, as me, my own age, I'm 37, 38, turning 38 this year, looking 40 pretty closely in the eye right now. And I notice that the men around me who are most successful, they aren't the men that were successful in high school or even university. Right, they're the men that have actually been putting their time in overtime to build up the lives that they want. And so, you know, the men that I see who have the most money or the most successful professionally, they often were kind of like the nerds, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe even some of these young men themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Who didn't get enough, you know, didn't know how to talk to women, were socially awkward, but use that kind of awkwardness to channel into some drive to be something, to create something. Mm-hmm. Whereas some of these Chad type characters, they were given everything from an early age, and they didn't actually learn or didn't have the incentive to really put effort into themselves. And so these men, you know, women and men age differently, of course, but you know, men who don't work on themselves, right? You can pretty much get away with it in your 20s and most of your 30s, I think. You know, you can get away with not working on yourself, not working on your body or your mind. But by the time you hit 40, you know, like the free ride kind of ends, right? No one cares if you were good looking in high school. No one cares if you had, you know, hot girlfriends in your 20s. That's just not how life is evaluated at that point. Mm. People are evaluating you differently. And so I think that that's something to keep in mind for these young men as well, is like, think of the future. You know, don't necessarily think just because what's in front of you today does not define who you're going to be in 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. And use this time, use this opportunity that you have to dig in to who you are, to you know, and to ignore some of these external factors, and to use this time wisely. You know, much like a Luke Skywalker. You know, like the archetype, the hero archetype, the hero's path, you know, shown in so many movies and art, you know, like the Star Wars is a great example of the modern, the hero's journey, right? And the hero's journey, it's like in the beginning, it sucks. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, you know, he's not getting anywhere. He doesn't have support. He's lost. He's lonely. He's confused. But that's just the point. That's just the beginning of the journey. And so rather than seeing your life as frozen in time, think of something as the very dynamic. And the skill set that you are bringing to learning how to communicate and to talking with people online is something you could actually begin to use in, for example, a coaching field, right? Holding space for all of your friends who are incels, listening to them, you're actually developing a lot of empathy. Right, you're developing a lot of communication skills, which are highly lucrative in the marketplace. You know, you can actually charge quite a bit of money to people just to listen to them and to be able to show empathy. And that very sense of empathy that you don't have or you don't feel from other people, you have that in spades. You have that in abundance. And I sense that, yeah, like these people that are in this incel community, if they can make it through, if they can break out of the negative spiral that they're in, they actually have been developing a lot of great skills while they've been doing that. And so that's, you know, kind of another part of what I would say to these young men as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.